This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
For the halacha slot tonight, it's entitled Purim in Practice. And the idea and the hope is that we'll focus on the unique Purim of 2021, of 5781. And we'll quickly just review some of the key points regarding Purim. And specifically Purim this year, which is, of course, on a Friday. And under the whole cloud of COVID, here in London, we're still in lockdown. And therefore, it's focusing on some of the relevant halachas regarding that. So let's do it in chronological order. The first thing that's first is that, of course, tomorrow is Ta'anis Esther. Tomorrow is Ta'anis Esther. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Ta'anis Zu Chayva Kol Kach. This Ta'anis is not as obligatory, as strict, as the other Ta'anisim, K'may Arba Ta'anis Shebuksuvis Bamikro. The Kitzur is referring to the fact there are six Ta'anisim in the Jewish year. Yom Kippur stands on its own, of course. That's Minat Torah. That's nothing to discuss. The other five are broken down, that four are related to the Churban. You have Tisha B'Av, Shivos B'Tammuz, Asar B'Teves, and Soim Gedalia. And the sixth one is Ta'anis Esther. Says the Kitzur that it's not as strict as the other four, which are also Midrabbanan, because those other four appear in Tanakh. They're listed in the Pasuk. And therefore, since Ta'anis Esther is different, is more lenient, Yesh Lahakil Ba'Beis HaTzorech, one can be more lenient in a case of difficulty. Kogayin Mulbarais Menikais, a pregnant lady or a feeding mother, Afidu Chayle Ktsas B'Kevinayim, even someone who is a little bit unwell, Shem Mitztaren Harbe Lo Yisanu, if they're in distress, Lo Yisanu, they should not fast. Now, of course, it doesn't just mean being hungry and tired as one normally is on the Ta'anis. But it means you're in a slightly more distress than normal, then there would be leniency not too fast. Now, of course, this year, because of the COVID situation, the rules are perhaps slightly easier in as much as anyone who actually has COVID and even has mild symptoms should not fast. Some posts can say that if a person has tested positive, but is even asymptomatic, then again, they shouldn't fast. Because COVID is still, you know, an unknown, and it's very unpredictable, and weakening oneself further should be avoided. Many of the local rabbonim are saying that anyone who had COVID with symptoms within the last 4 weeks also should not fast at all. But apart from that, if there are no other medical issues, COVID or non-COVID, the Kitzur finishes off. Avos Shah Habriim, other people who are well and healthy, Lo yifreshu asas min atzibur, they should not disassociate themselves with the tzibur, and they should fast if they're able to. By the way, the Ta'anis comes in, of course, tomorrow morning. It begins at Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar, there are different ways to calculate it. Many shuls calculate it in the more lenient way, which means it's 72 minutes before Neitz HaChama. Neitz HaChama here in London tomorrow, I think, is around 5 to 7. 6:54 or thereabouts, which means the Ta'anis will come in at 5:42. So if you wanted to get up early and have a coffee or something small to eat, that would be acceptable. Okay, so that is Ta'anis Esther. Interestingly, just by the way, on Ta'anis Esther is also different to other Ta'anis in as much as the other Ta'anis, the other fasts, the Nitzar Gavril, I've got it in the sheet there at the bottom in footnote 3. If you're listening online, please email me if you haven't got the sheet in front of you, j.golker@gmail.com, and I'll send you the handout. The Nitzar Gavril says that in contrast to the other four fasts, where the rule is a Baal Nefesh should be machmir, we should try and be stricter not to shower, not to bathe on the other Ta'anis, if at all possible. However, on Ta'anis Esther, it is allowed, especially if it's in honor of Purim. So to have a shower tomorrow afternoon, that would be okay. Interestingly, the Kitzur says in Sifkot and Dalet, I mean in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, the Kitzur says, L'chveit ha-megillah yesh ilbosh bigdei Shabbos mebe'erev. So therefore, tomorrow night, we should be wearing really Shabbos clothes. If one wants to wear smarter clothes, that is certainly the correct thing to do, but ideally Shabbos clothes, or of course one can dress up Lakovat Purim. The Kitzur continues, Chashabom beis haKnesses, Yimotzi beis haNeres, Dolkim b'Shulchan Aruch u'Mitzvah Mutzas. It should be a sort of a festive Yontov atmosphere in the home. Now, the halacha is very interesting this year regarding eating before the Megillah. ordinarily one shouldn't eat before the Megillah. What normally happens is, as the fast goes out tomorrow, for example, here in London, most shuls will be davening Maariv at 6:15 immediately as the fast goes out, and then they go straight into the Megillah. And that's certainly the preferred and, you know, most common way of doing things. However, because of the need to have lots of different minyanim to make sure there's social distancing, many shuls and many street minyanim will be putting on different minyanim at different times. So what happens if you've got a minyan at 8 o'clock in the evening or 9 o'clock in the evening? Do you have to extend the fast until you've heard the Megillah? And normally the rule is you shouldn't engage in another activity before you've heard the Megillah. Shema Yimoshech, you might be distracted and forget to hear the Megillah. So therefore you shouldn't involve yourself in eating. However, the Kitzur does say, Megillah Shalayla Osa Likras Kodim Tesa Kechob, you can't read the Megillah before night. Even though you're hungry, you've been fasting all day, you're allowed to eat a small amount before the Megillah. You can go in coffee, you can have a coffee, some fruit or something like that. One should preferably avoid having mazonas, cake and biscuits, but if you do, you should have a small amount, less than a kebetzer, and I've got the shiurim at the bottom there. Okay, if one does need to eat more, then you should set a reminder or ask someone to remind you that you've got to go hear Megillah. Which, of course, for women as well, is a chiyuv both in the night and in the following morning, Purim day. Now, turning to Megillah, again, this year, it's a slightly unusual year. What is the best way of doing it? So the Kitzur says, Mitzvah, the ideal way of doing things is, L'shmoya kriyas Megillah beveis haknesses, to hear it in shul, b'mokam sheyesh roivam noshim, because roivam hadras melech. Now, that's in normal situations. Many shuls will be closed, and those shuls that are open will be hopefully functioning according to social distancing, and therefore that is certainly if one can register in a shul in a safe way, then that is the preferred way of doing it. If for whatever reason one can't go to shul, and you can't go to your street minyan, then one should try and arrange a private reading that someone could read for you. There is, the Shabbos Project, Shabbat Walk. They're going around, they're registering loads of people and doing lots of different private readings. If that is not possible, then you are allowed to read at home from a kosher Megillah. If you've got a kosher Megillah with a klaf, then you certainly should do that. You can even listen to a live reading of the Megillah and you read aloud from your kosher Megillah after the Baal Keira, and you've been waiting to yourself. You're reading from a kosher Megillah. A woman can do the same thing herself. In that case, the person would make the brachas. You make the brachas before the Megillah, but you don't make the brachas after. The bracha after the Asher Heliyeh is only said with a minyan. Now, if that is not an option, so you can't go to shul, you can't go to a street minyan, you can't arrange a private reading of the Megillah, you haven't got a kosher Megillah for you yourself to read, so what then? So the next best thing is to listen to a live reading of the Megillah over the telephone. That is the next best on the options list. If that, for whatever reason, is not possible, then the last resort, according to some poskim, but according to many not, but according to some poskim, listening to Zoom, if there is absolutely no other option, some poskim allow that, a Megillah reading live on Zoom. Okay, let's press on. We know there are four mitzvahs of Purim, the four mems. We've just mentioned Megillah. Then you have the Mishneh, Mishleach Monos, and Matonos Le'Avyonim. The Mishneh we discussed last week, but briefly, just to quickly summarize, the Purim Suda on a Friday, the Ramah says, L'chatchila, one should have it before Chatzos, which is 12:13 this Friday. So therefore, many people are scheduling their Sudas around 11 o'clock or thereabouts. And the idea, of course, is that you finish not too late in the afternoon, you finish at a reasonable time so that you still have an appetite for the Friday night Suda and you have time to prepare properly for Shabbos. You should wash. Yeah, although there are mekilim, one should wash. Preferably one should have meat, but again, if it's too much for a person to have meat, or there is again what to rely on, not to have meat, to have a milchik brunch or something like that. But certainly the preference, as we discussed last week, is to have fleishik, to have meat. There are those people who will be doing something called Peres Mappa Umakadesh. We discussed that last week, whether it's a Lachatchila, but yeah, but there are sources which, according to some and some Sfardi poskim, say that it's a Lachatchila. But the mainstream seems to be that it's a Bedieved. What happens if your Suda spills over? But either way, some people will be doing it. Just to remind you, what is it? That it, you start your Purim Suda on Friday afternoon, preferably you would have done the Mincha beforehand, and your Suda just continues. and it continues. And just before Shkia, you make Kiddush, and it sort of evolves, it morphs into a Shabbos Suda. And very strangely, you sort of stand up just before Shkia, and you make Kiddush, you peres mappa, you cover the challahs, you make Kiddush, and presumably you would not make a Ber Pri Hagafen. That's what we discussed last week, because you've already made a Ber Pri Hagafen earlier in the Suda, you're drinking wine. You don't make Hamotzi because you're in the middle of a meal, you made Hamotzi. You eat a Kazayas after night. So it's a strange thing. I've done it once before when I was in Yerushalayim many, many years ago. But it's an unusual phenomenon. There are, you know, people, it's not common and it's not so mainstream because there are complications with it. Number one, the practicalities of davening. Where are you going to daven Maariv? Most binyanim will daven Maariv around Kabbalah Shabbos time. So there are issues regarding that, you know, with the practicalities of davening and hefsek if you leave, etc., etc. There are also issues, for example, we mentioned last week, in benching on the Friday night. Do you say Ritzei or Alanissim both? How can you say Alanissim, which suggests it's Purim but not Shabbos? How can you say Ritzei, which suggests it's Shabbos but not Purim? The Mishnah Berurah says that one should say Ritzei and not say Alanissim, although it's a bit of a sophic. And certainly if one daven Maariv, if you don't say Alanissim in that sort of situation. And there are other objections to it from a more sort of a philosophical, mystical point of view, namely that Ein Maariv and Simcha b'Simcha, that you shouldn't combine the two different Simchas. There's Purim on a Friday and there's Shabbos on a Shabbos. And therefore, you know, most people will, like I say, eat their Suda in the morning before Chatzos. The last two is Mishlach, Molas, and Matonis to Avyonim. We're very familiar with that, just to remind ourselves. For Mishlach, Molas, the halacha is you give two food items to one person, based on the Pasuk in the Megillah, Mishlach, Molas, plural, Ish, L'Reyehu, one person to his friends, that's to one person. The two, there is a myth, I don't know why and where it started, that you have to give two separate brachas. That is a myth, it's not true. Two food items of the same bracha are absolutely fine. This year, if someone is isolating, is unable to get out, you can appoint someone to deliver the shlachmonos for you. You can make a shliach and they can deliver your shlachmonos, no problem, on Purim day. Of course, shlachmonos is done on Purim day. You can deliver lots tonight and tomorrow and who knows when. That's a very nice gesture, but it's not the halachic shlachmonos. One has to be sure to do at least one of those two food items to one person on the day of Purim itself. If there is no alternative, there's discussion about whether you can give another member of your own household. You don't have to leave your front door. And literally, you give to one of your kids or husband gives to his wife or vice versa. That is b'dieved, it's certainly not ideal. And one is able to give shlachmonos in a safe way, in a COVID-friendly way. Turning now to Matonis Le'Avyonim. Matonis Le'Avyonim, however, is two Matonis to two people. The Pasuk says, what is Lashon the Pasuk? Matonis Le'Avyonim, right? Of course, so Matonos is the plural, Le'Avyonim. So you give one Matonah to Reuven and one Matonah to Shimon. Matonis Le'Avyonim is what should you give? How much should you give? Well, you should give the cost of a meal. A very light, basic meal, minimally, would perhaps be £5, $7 or $8 perhaps, that you give a sandwich and a drink and some fruit or a bag of crisps or something. But one should try, certainly with about £10 for each of the matonas, that would suffice. So minimally, that, you know, if you give £20, again, one should give it on the day itself. And nowadays, what most shuls have, they have organizations where they have setups where you can pay online before Purim, and they organize, they distribute the matonas le'avyonim on Purim itself. The Rambam does say famously that mutav, it is better laharbas b'matonas le'avyonim, to prioritize matonas le'avyonim over your shlachmonas and over having a very lavish suda, because ein simcha gedolim for eris, there's no greater joy in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than to be mesameach lev ha'amlolim, those who are less fortunate than yourself, and therefore to focus on matonas le'avyonim should be the priority. And dare I say it, that includes sort of more broadly, that if you know people who are isolating, who could do with a phone call, who would, especially on Purim, that is no doubt an extension of that spreading the joy of Purim to others, and that is a very noble pursuit. So there we have it, and if I can just finish with the last words of the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim, he quotes the Meiri, and I've got at the bottom of the sheet there, the Bir Halacha says, Chayev Odom Laharbas B'Simcha B'Yom Zeh. A person should try and maximize his simcha, as we discussed, I think, last week. Simcha, spells the word machshava. Simcha is all a state of a matter of mind. It's a person's perspective on life. I think it was Mordechai Gifter said that happiness is not in the state of California, but rather that's in the state of mind. That's what simcha is, machshava. Or b'achila v'shtiyah ad shelo yechz, a person should eat and drink until there's nothing lacking. He feels that everything is wonderful and complete. We shouldn't debase ourselves. It's not just getting drunk and having a crazy time. It should be a simcha which generates a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and an appreciation of all the chesed and the kindness which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Purim should be, however, l'shem shamayim. A person is focused to daven. As we've said before, the Rambam brings kol ha'poshet yod. Anyone who stretches out their hands, one gives staka to them. That also is a reference to tefillah. When we supplicate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol ha'poshet yod, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. It's a powerful day. Tanis Esther and Purim, both very powerful days for tefillah. So there's just a quick overview of Purim in practice for this year, an unusual year where Purim is on a Friday and under the sort of a cloud of COVID circumstances.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.